Hello, and you're listening to the Shanghai Experience. And welcome back to the Shanghai Experience, where I talk with individuals across the vast city of Shanghai about their stories and aspirations. Today, my guest is Daniel Chi. He's from the UK, but has also lived in China for many years of his life. He attends Caterham in South England. Daniel, welcome.
Thank you, Bora.
To start us off, could you tell me a little bit more about yourself?
So yeah, I was born in the UK, specifically down south in a town called Surrey Guildford. I grew up there in my childhood until I was 7 years old before my dad had to change jobs. We moved back to Shanghai. There I went to my first school called YCIS, Pudong. Carried on from year one until year five. After that, moved to Wellington, Shanghai, year six until year 11. And then lastly, changing schools, moving back to the UK, going to Caterham School.
Okay, so, you know, tell me a little bit about your experiences living in each location, you know, Shanghai, South England.
I mean, growing up in the UK in my younger days, I mean, it was kind of like a very go with the flow kind of situation. I didn't really recall as much as I remember, but most of the remembering comes when I make my memories in Shanghai. I went to YCIS. That's where I started engaging myself in the Shanghai environment, making friends, and yeah.
Okay. How about England? You don't remember too much, do you?
No, I don't remember too much.
How about, you know, the English weather is...
Oh yeah, the English weather. it's been known to be one of the most, you know, like boring, dull type of weathers. It's always raining. It's always cloudy. Not much sun.
Is that one of your main memories?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've lived in Shanghai for a majority of your life. What makes it so special and different than any other city to you?
I feel like what makes Shanghai so special is that it's like the amount of freedom we have. Like we could just roam around wherever we want to. Everything is so easy. Like how we always use WeChat, we can use Didi, we can order takeaway, and like without any restrictions at all. It's just amazing. Like you can't get this stuff anywhere else.
Okay, how does that compare to England? You know, the things you just described, how does that compare to your experiences in England with that?
I mean, comparing to the UK, like there's like a bit more restrictions. Like sometimes we have to have like a guardian beside us where we're going, or like we always need to sign up for stuff. It's always like this, that, sign up, and then you're ready to go. Compared to Shanghai, you just do it.
Okay, so for you personally, what does Shanghai mean to you?
I mean, Shanghai is home to me, simply. Like, it's been 10 years here, and what I could say is, like, Shanghai is one of a kind of a city that I've been to, and I never think twice of going back.
I agree. Shanghai is a beautiful city. So, you know, moving on, who or what motivates you as an individual with what you do? You know, who pushes you or what pushes you to keep going with everything that you do?
I feel like mainly it's always my friends that push me and give me the motivation and drive to keep going. I've always kept myself up, head up high, as in like going to the gym a lot, meeting up with friends, carrying on with my academics and getting those good grades.
That's great. So you currently are studying A-levels?
Yes.
For the people that don't know what are A-levels, could you describe a little bit?
Yeah, so A-levels is pretty similar to what the Shanghai people commonly known for IB. Except A-levels, you have less subjects. You don't do those IAs, EEs, and CAS stuff, because A-levels is specifically designed for people who know what they want to do for university and their degree. So like for me, I'm doing maths and triple science. We have the option to do 3 to 4 subjects. And for my degrees, I'm heading towards probably biochemistry or doing some biomedical engineering.
What led you to have a passion or like that drive to study bio, the degree you just described?
I mean, ever since I was a kid, I've always been fascinated, especially by science itself, like how molecules work, or that kind of fancy stuff. And looking at this right now, I kind of want to dive into it more, and probably sooner or later, get the dream degree I want to get.
Okay, so where do you see yourself, studying in the future during college? Is it in the UK or?
Yeah, definitely in the UK. One of my dream universities I'm trying to get to into right now is Imperial College in London. Other than that, I have some other universities I want to go to, such as London LSE, UCL, Brighton, Bath, all that kind of stuff.
Wow. So after college and everything, where do you see yourself? Where do you see yourself pursuing your dreams that you've had since you were little? And where do you see yourself, settling down?
I think I see myself living, let's say, a very simple life, I guess. Along with me going for my, let's say, my biochemistry degree. Along with that, I'm living a happy life, staying healthy. I make sure I'm just the way I am.
Okay, so you don't know where UK or nowhere yet?
Maybe in the UK, maybe in Shanghai, we'll still see.
Sounds good. Well, Daniel, thank you for coming on to the podcast.
Cheers, Bora.